When Olivia Sheltrack and Fondre Loving decided to buy a new house in a St. Louis suburb, it seemed plenty big. After all, the yellow house in Blackjack had 5 bedrooms. Olivia, Fondre, and their 3 children could each take one if they were so inclined. Even so, when they applied for the usual occupancy permit, they were turned down and asked to pack their bags and get out of town. As the mayor later explained, Olivia, Fondre, and their 3 children posed multiple dangers: overcrowding, urban blight, even a threat to the general safety and welfare of the city's residents. How exactly could a family of 5 overcrowd a 5-bedroom house? How precisely could a payroll administrator and a stay-at-home mom imperil the safety of their fellow Blackjackians? The problem is that Olivia and Fondre are not married. As a result, their family of 5 turns out to be really, well, a cluster of 5 and not a family at all. Like many others around the country, Blackjack's zoning law limits the town's residential areas to single-family dwellings, and it defines family in a decidedly traditional way. If 3 or more persons are to share a household in Blackjack, they must all be related by blood, marriage, or adoption. Olivia and Fondre failed this test for lack of a marriage license. After the town council stood by its zoning law in May and voted down a proposal to broaden the ordinance to include unmarried couples raising children, Olivia and Fondre cried foul, and you think that they'd be right. But it's anything but clear whether the Supreme Court would agree. A 1974 case might seem to settle the question in favor of the town. Back then, the justices rejected a constitutional attack on a nearly identical zoning ordinance in New York. A group of 6 college students who were sharing a house in tiny Belterre argued that the exclusion of persons unrelated by blood, marriage, or adoption reeks of animosity to unmarried couples who live together and violated their constitutional rights of association and privacy. The Supreme Court disagreed. As the justices saw it, the law was a perfectly legitimate and rational effort to lay out zones where family values, youth values, and the blessings of quiet seclusion and clean air make the area a sanctuary for people. 3 years later, the court went the other way, faced with a zoning law from East Cleveland, Ohio. That law was drawn more narrowly still and had the effect of excluding from town an extended family household involving a grandmother, 2 of her grandchildren, and 1 of her sons. In that case, the justices ruled that a city can't limit residents to nuclear families, but must leave room for extended families, too. The extended Moore family was a family entitled to privacy protection under the Constitution, whereas the Long Island college students were not, the court explained. That brings us back to Olivia and Fondre. True, the Supreme Court upheld the constitutionality of zoning laws, just like Blackjack's, that define families by blood, marriage, and adoption. But the court did so in a case involving college housemates, who really looked nothing like family. And more important, it did so more than 30 years ago. Back then, social attitudes about who counts as a family were more settled. Today, 1 out of every 3 children is born to an unmarried couple. In recent years, the Supreme Court has hinted at a broader notion of family. In 2003, the court held that same-sex couples have a constitutional liberty to a private, intimate life together and likened them directly to traditional families. That might suggest that today's court would see Olivia and Fondre's family as more like the Moores and less like the unrelated college students. For now, it appears that Blackjack likes its odds and will gamble that a court continues to see family in more traditional ways. But there's still another way this controversy might end. Olivia and Fondre are engaged. I mean,